opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bashani Radio App, Bashani advertisers, sponsors, or affiliates. This show has mature content. Parental guidance is advised.
I told you he's gonna be seeing more of me, right?
Get ready for the show with the baddest lady on Bashani Radio App. What Tanisha said will blow your mind. And a few other things. Make the kids leave the room and prepare for the truth. Because many of you can't handle the truth. Cut. Get him, Tanisha.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said on the Bashani Radio App. All right now. This episode is called Dashboard. Hey, you know, when you get in the car and you look at the dashboard, you kind of look and see how much gas you got. You know, you look and see, you know, if you got the car in park or drive or reverse. Shit. You look and you are able to determine how fast you're going, what the speed limit is. So, you know, some of these new cars are even more fancy than that. They're just like driving a big boxed in computer. So they show you a whole lot more. Like my car shows on the dashboard and on the screen how fast I'm going and what the speed limit is. Like it's trying to tell me you need to slow your ass down because I'm always driving pretty fast. And I've noticed that I drive pretty fast in life, you know, and so when I'm thinking about, you know, pretty girls swipe left and relationships and what I want to do and how fast I want to go. Sometimes, you know, you're trying to determine the pace, like the speed limit has been set. But yet you're like, oh, he's just a little slow. You know, I want him to speed things up or maybe y'all just ain't in the same lane. Y'all not even going in the same direction. Definitely not even on the same street. And hell, then there's those scenarios where you get this guy that you met online or on a dating site or whatever, and he's not even in the same state. And, you know, now instead of car dashboards, you're dealing with the whole aircraft description up there, you know, where they showing if you're going to fly or not. You know, it's a different thing when tickets are bought, you know, and somebody gets flowed in and shit. So that's what dashboards is about. And of course, I could not, it wouldn't be a normal dialect coming from me if I didn't think about car sex as well. Like immediately when I think about dashboard, I also think about my feet being up there or, you know, or some panties being up there or where's my bra, you know, that type of thing. Because that does happen in the car. You know, I think that may be why girls have a lot of back problems later in life from doing stuff like that in the car. Mine was from having kids and getting epidural, so I plead a fifth on that. But yeah, it's a lot of things can happen when you're talking about that. So, you know, when I talk about pretty girls swipe left and you do that whole little dating scenario, I get into the car situation and I call it dashboard because that, you know, how fast does that go? People have different expectations, and that's one of the conversations that always come up. Well, you know, how long is the getting to know you phase, and what's too fast? Like, I don't think it's too fast to talk about sex. I think it just depends on how you talk about sex. Like, if you start coming at me, like, all you want is some booty, yeah, I won't be turned off by that. And because I don't want you to know that that's maybe all I want from you either, but I'm trying to get to know you and see if you're going to make it past that or if we even get to that. So, yeah, I think, you know, the speed and the flow of traffic and if you can put this shit on cruise control or not is very important type things to think about when you're thinking about this new relationship and if this is somebody that you can be dealing with. One of the things that whenever I buy a new car, I am always intrigued by torque. A lot of people may not be, but I hate sitting at the light looking at ugly ass people. I like when my car takes the fuck off and leave their asses there. I'm be ready to go. Like, psst,
the hell you looking at? It's nothing worse than somebody honking the horn at your ass because you sitting over there online, playing on your phone, doing other shit other than driving, because that's you're behind the wheel to drive. My kids be getting mad at me because I be texting. But anywho, and I said I'm going to quit doing that because, you know, that's not even a joke. It's not even funny. But anyhow, the thing about that is I like a quick, fast takeoff. And it's nothing like an older car. And no, if you got an older car that don't have no torque, you know, that's fine. It's neither here nor there. But for me, I like when I look at the car, I look at how fast it can take off and get to a nice, reasonable speed. That probably gets me in trouble, but I like being at highway speed before I get to the highway. You know, I think I was taught to drive that way. Like, I don't even understand how in the hell you doing 20 miles an hour getting on the highway. You gonna cause a damn wreck. Get your ass out the way. And don't you know, I tell you, when you play certain songs when you're driving, it causes aggression, causes me to drive stupid. Me and my son was going down the highway, and I was shifting through music and shit, and I played that song by Ludacris, Move, Bitch, Get Out the Way. And I promise you, like, we started going extra fast, and we was both singing the damn song, like, aggressively. It just, like, that song just put some ignorant-ass aggression in you, and you, like, yelling at people. Like, they, like, don't hear you, but they know you, like, on one. And I was like, yeah, we just floating, you know, just getting it, going on down the road. But that certain type of music will cause you to speed and have different levels of aggression. And so when it comes to music and things like that, when you're having this little lovey-dovey-ass conversation, and they say, what kind of music you like? You know, you always say jazz. You know, I like a little R&B. You know, I tell that motherfucker, I like country. I like, I say, I like European music. They say, I don't know what the fuck she like. I mean, I like a little bit of everything. And hell, when I say country, I can name three damn songs probably that I fucks with. I don't say I play them all the time, but, you know, they get some play, and I know the words. That's cool. I'm not offended by country music because sometimes them lyrics be so deep. I'd be like, I felt him on every aspect of that shit. And then, you know, I don't know about country rap. I mean, I guess I like it. It has a little twang to it. I'm from the country, so country music shouldn't even bother me. I was raised listening to it. Hell, it shouldn't bother me a lick of it. But anywho, back to what I was saying about this dashboard. So all of these, we're still going through the control things that's on the dashboard. So we covered the torque and how fast you want to jump into the relationship and, you know, what's going to cause it to coast. And I think that's communication. You know, it's communication on that for me. That's going to determine the speed. And if it, you know, gets to a normal pace, quickly, slowly, too, you know, too fast, too slow, whatever. Because if I'm vibing and we're just really communicating and saying some of the right stuff and all that, you tend to go a little faster. You tend to trust a little more. You tend to give in a little bit. At least that's my lie for that, my thinking. Yeah. So, yeah. Now, before I get any further into the dashboard, I'm still thinking about this airplane dashboard. I don't know anybody who's had they mile high sex or that's been in the mile high club. You know, and I've always thought about what, you know, if that's something I want in my quote unquote bucket list of things to do. You know, I want to have sex in an airplane at some point. Well, it's too many other people on there. I mean, now, if you got some big money where y'all private jet flying, take me. Let me experience that. If you got, you know, private jet money, I want to experience that one time and just, you know, see what that's like. But when somebody that you met from out of town is saying, you know, y'all done had these great-ass conversations, y'all been just vibing over the phone, and now I'm going to do this fly, I'm going to get flowed out, or I'm going to fly out, whichever way it go down, or they flying in, whichever way, to see you, And, you know, y'all going to meet, do this meet and greet from a long distance perspective. I personally think it's a crock of shit. If you ain't got the money to, like, move me in all of my glory to where you be, then I'm not really with that. And then if he's got, okay, now this is probably a really messed up ass way of looking at the situation, but you got to be somewhat established. I mean, if I'm an established woman and you established man, you can't just pick up and move. That's a red flag. That's red. I'm like, wait a minute, he ain't got no responsibilities. He ain't got no assets. He ain't got shit. So he just brought his damn funky ass in a bag and moved? No. And so, you know, one of the things that I've said repeatedly about long distance dating is it's like a glorified ass one night stand. It may be a couple of them. You may do it for a little while. And then, you know, it just phases out. To me, long distance without the real intention to it causes some insecurity. It causes all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's just work. And if you are willing to work that hard and that other person is willing to work that hard, then so be it. For me, I'm not that interested. I think the one time that I did do it, it worked out because he had a wife. So I didn't, you know, I already knew he had a wife. It's just the way it was. I wasn't tripping over too much of what he was doing because, I mean, it was busy as hell trying to catch me, you know. It is what it is. So, yeah. Long distance, that whole thing, catching flights, airplane love. I'm just trying to figure out what the Maha Club is all the hype about. So that would be my thing. And then you got, you know, the whole phone sex thing. Has anybody ever did that? Okay, I ain't gonna lie. I talk nasty on the phone before. I'm not even gonna say who or what and when, because I did it more than once. And that just don't do it for me. It just really don't do it for me. Like, you know, especially if you're not there, I'm not there, and you making demands. Oh, I want you to touch your pussy. Okay, what you doing right now? I'm touching my pussy like you told me to. Okay, now I want you to take your right hand and touch your leopard. Bitch, we're not playing Twister. No, I'm lying at this point. I'm lying and I'm fake moaning. I'm just not into this. I'm going to please myself without you because that's what I've been doing all this time. I don't need no instruction or no drill sergeant telling me what to do. Now I want you to touch down there with your ring finger. If you don't go to hell, I don't know what y'all get. I think that's psychologically kind of perverted and shit, but that's just my thoughts on, you know, phone sex. However, if you pay me, I will go along with that shit a little bit better, or I will be more in character. Let me just say I'll be more in character, because I don't know how many of y'all think the women is really doing that shit. It may be some, but I'm not, you know, you hear a toy in the background, I probably just cut something off. I don't know. I'm just not going to do that on the phone. Mm-mm. But tell you some nasty shit to get you riled up, maybe. But see, I'm a realist. So it's like, why am I going to get you hard when you going to go call your ex? Or that chicken head that you was messing with before? Bambi, stop messing with stuff. Excuse me. This girl here. Yeah, so I'm not going to get you started. So now you horny and you backed up and you thinking about releasing with somebody else. I have a problem with that. Maybe it's my hang up. Maybe not. Whatever. So be it. The other thing about the dashboard that, you know, really make me look at relationships is, and the whole dating scheme of things, you're trying to date folks and you're trying to see, like I said, what you have in common, what you don't have in common. And you realize that not only y'all not in the same lane, y'all not even in the same vehicle. And that's a frustrating aspect because, I mean, I know not being in the same vehicle. I think when you're in the same vehicle, you're in an actual relationship, you know, especially if you're in the same vehicle and both of y'all names is on the title. That's marriage level shit. But like being on the same street driving down, that's kind of like a little dating scene in itself. And you might be like these other people driving in two different states, two different time zones and shit like that. That's for them. It's not for me. Like I said, I can't knock it completely. I just know it's not what I want. I think that sex is so good that I want to be able to go get it when I want it. And my sex is so good that long distance shit just ain't going to work for me. It's just not. I'm like, I want to be able to hit it up and get it when I want it. I mean, you know, ain't nothing worse than the timing being off. Like, okay, oh, damn, you on your cycle. So I time that shit wrong or your cycle pop up. See, but you got this local ass that you can just get when you want. You know, say, hey, I'm good. I'm ready. Or, hey, I need to get it in because my girl coming in town in about a day or two. You know, you just know these things and you make it happen. That's one of the things, the beauties of local ass. Now, I have been told by a guy that lived in Atlanta, of all places, that he had a hard time dating women in Atlanta, so he dated everywhere else. And I'm thinking, all them damn women in Atlanta? All them damn women in Atlanta? It's like a major fucking city, and you having a hard time dating. I'm trying not to have no judgment, and, you know, because that's probably his hang-up. But for me, I'm like, I live in major cities. Now, if you live in a little buck-ass city and you done probably fucked everybody in your town, that's different. That's different because you probably fucked everybody there and it may not be nobody else to fuck, you know, or you related to most of the people there. So it really ain't nobody else for you to mess with in that note. But like if you live in a major big ass city, I know the world is small and all that shit that people say, but if you live in a big ass city, your chances are you could find your mate, your soulmate, your whatever you want to call that motherfucker, your bump buddy, sex buddy, whatever. You could find that motherfucker in your city. Just chances are you got to get out there and be seen. Now, one of the arguments that I had with somebody was they were like, oh, this guy said, you're so pretty. I know men hit on you when you go to the grocery store. And I know men hit on you when you do this and you do that, go to the post office. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck you and the cable guy. Let me tell you something. I live in a rural, family-oriented suburban housing area. Most of the men at the grocery store is married with a bunch of little bitty fucking kids. I don't want them. I don't want them. If I am going to meet single men that are close to my age, which I don't know if I want that or not, because they're starting to look older and older. I'm starting to feel really subconscious about shit these days. But anyway, if I'm going to meet men that are on that same quote unquote level, most of them are not sitting in a brand new housing addition by themselves. They just didn't purchase a house at this age. They may actually have sold their houses as they went through divorces, and now they stay in apartments or condos and they stacking their money. They just have to be real logical about that. And 9 times out of 10, they trying to go play golf. So they live into, you know, little high air city areas and everything like that. So no, that would not be the best thing working for me. So, yeah, that would be my whole thought process on that particular issue. Is now that's not happening. Now, as for the aspect of the other part of the dashboard, has anybody ever had car sex? My son was talking about car sex, and I'm like, boy, you just got a car. You don't know nothing about no car sex. You don't know what you're doing with that. And he just kind of laughed. And he said, well, that's why these girls be talking about their backs hurt. And that's where I got that from. My son was talking about that. So, yeah, I started thinking about those times and how you get real creative. Like, I've seen some pictures where people were having car sex. And I was just like, damn, you know, how did they get that like that? Like, I think the size of the car matters. But, you know, people are creative. When they want to fuck, they want to fuck. It doesn't matter if he's 6'2" and she 5'2". they'll make it happen. They're like, here, you sit on my lap. I'm going to scoot back like this. I'm going to take this front seat and put it all the way into the back seat. Or we're going to get in the back seat and push the two front seats all the way up. So now we got all this room in the back seat. You figure this out. And you'd be surprised how you can get into a couple of different positions and shit in the back seat. And I don't know how I know that. I really don't know how I know that. I'll tell you. I'm not going to tell you. But anyway, yeah, there's a lot of things that you could do in the car. And there's nothing more funny than getting busted in the park in the car because, you know, the officer come up to the window. You're like, oh, no, we were just talking. We were just talking. Well, let me see your driver's license and your ID. Dude, it is not that damn serious. But anyway, it's nothing worse than getting that type of violation. You just I don't recommend it. And so, yeah, that is what I have to say about the dashboard. And I just had a major flashback. And that's what Tanisha said.
Yo, I told you he's going to be seeing more of me, right?
Get ready for the show with the baddest lady on Bashani Radio App. What Tanisha said will blow your mind. And a few other things. Make the kids leave the room and prepare for the truth. Because many of you can't handle the truth. Get him, Tanisha.